We're going to start again the Mishnah, Hayim and Aleph. I'm sorry. We started this week on Gimel Amud Aleph. We started again the Gemara with Tzipora and Smuchim Lusar. That's where we started on Monday. We had done it last Friday. I redid it this Monday. Zok the Mishnah. Stam Nazira Islam Ajayb. When a person says Hareini Nazir, it's 30 days. Minani Mili, Talk to Gemara, how do we know this? We can do the Rosh again, I'm sorry, in the Mishnah, Stam Nazir Islam Ajayb. In Amar Hareini Nazir Bistam, a person says he's a Nazir Stam, doesn't add any amount of time. He didn't say how much. The Gemara will give the source. Now, again, as I said yesterday, the next rush is on the next Mishnah. So I'm going to wait till we do the next Mishnah, and I'm sure I'll be reminded that I have to go back to this rush. Okay, Zog the Gemara, Menani Mili. What is the source of the Zeros being 30 days? It doesn't say it's the Farish in the Pasuk. Amar Rav Masna Makra. Pasuk says, Kodesh Yia, God prepares our righteous. I'm just continuing the Pasuk. Should be holy. Yia begamatria plus an hava. How long? Yia. Zokta Rush, a very important Rush, a Shas Rush. Zokta Rush, Yia begamatria plus an hava. Yira, Zokta Rush, Yira, it seems. The Gemara Gemira law. This is a Messiah. Halacha lamashim et sinai. Vasmachu ach, gematria. And they leaned in on this gematria. The lav miyud gimu midis isha turned the dresses them. Halacha cannot be derived from a gematria, Zok Darash, because it's not one of the 13 meters that are in the Dreshes Bem, and therefore it can't count. Now, just to say the Rambam and Perush HaMishnah says the same thing. So you say, that if it's not in the Yud Gimel Midas, don't use it. Right. Barpada Amar. Now, here it comes. Barpada is going to say something that undermines people's belief and everything they've learned till now. I hate to say this, but that's because you didn't know Barpada. But Barpada is going to approach it differently than we've approached it all our life since we learned in cheder or in school. Barpada, Amar.
Last time we had Barpada in the Balkans,
no? No, we had Barpada in the Durham. It's called the Sugya of Barpada. You said to me, last time we had Barpada. Last time we had Barpada was in Chavches Amud Aleph. In the
Dharam.
Again, you asked me when the last time we had Barpada. Don't think about it. Barpada Amar, Kineged Nazir Nizra Yamurim B'Taira. Count how many times the Taira says the word Nazir or Nizra. Lamed Chasarachas. 29. That means, again, listen with. Translating it on a simple level, the Zeros is 29 days, not 30 days. He says, count the number of Nazir Nizra, it says in the Torah, and that's 29. Zok Darash. Keneged Nazir Nidra, Keneged Nidra Nizra Yazir, he adds the word Nidra. Lamed Chasar Achachim. Now, Zok Darash, one doesn't count. Levad, the Pasuk Nazir Lakav Arashai. The crown of Hashem is on his head. But like a Chashiv, the Lashon Keser V'Nazirhu. That's not a Lashon of separation, which Nizra usually means. He should separate. There is a Lashon of a crown. Is there a Vagamina? Like the Targum says over there, Kalila. He Nazir Lakav Arashai, I believe, is written by Kain Gadol. I think. But it doesn't make a difference. We're counting the times it says in the four Nazir Nizra in the Torah. Well, it says Nazir Lakav Arashah, but it means a crown. So therefore, it doesn't count towards the number. So you have 29. Did I go through commission and count them? No, I did not. But my father tells me there's 29. I have complete confidence that there's only 29. Zakhti Gamar Vaita.
Rabbi, can I ask a question? Rabbi, I'm sorry. So this idea of counting the number of references, is this different in substance from Gematria? This isn't one of the 13 principles, is it?
But this it's a good question you're asking. I wasn't sure whether he also agrees that it's halacha l'maaseh mitzvah or not. It seems from the Gemara that he does not say halacha l'maisha m'sinai. I don't need if you need principles. Meaning principles are when the Torah didn't speak it out explicitly. That's when you have principles. But when the Torah speaks it out explicitly, then it's not called a principle. Those are the words of the Torah. I think Barpada might be saying that the number of times the Torah said the word is revealing to us how many days a person has to keep it as an explicit expression rather than a way to darshan the pasuk.
I said, that I don't understand. Yeah, that I don't quite understand. I mean, to me, and I know there's a difference, I just don't see the distinction. I don't know the difference between the numeric value of the word versus the number of times I could find that word. The distinction isn't clear to me, but okay, thank you.
I hear your question better than my answer, but it seems from the Gemara. The number is different, but he's saying that what Harvey is asking is darshaning numbers of counting. Why is that different that you don't rely on a gematria who's just not one of the 13? Is this one of the 13? That is Harvey's question.
I have goodness for Harvey. I thought the same question.
Okay, Harvey, you should feel great because Rabbi Cohn thought of the same question. Now,
every time he does that, I feel great.
Okay, very good. So now, Harvey's asking, why is this not? I'm sorry. And Rabbi Cohn thought that it's, why is this any different? So I don't know, I'll be honest. I'm not sure.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
When you look in this forum, the definition of gematria hinges on the idea that each of the letters has reality not only as a letter which can spell a word, also as a numerical number. So therefore, there is an identity between the numerical number in a word and any other numerical number with it. This goes back into Rishonim. I don't know what to do then with the Torah, which with the gematrias, which are said at Sheva Brachos and things like that, which would seem to be farcical. But this has to do with the numerical value of two particular words.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying it's not one of the 13 meters. And therefore, since it's not one of the 13 meters.
I'm in agreement with that. I am not arguing on that. I'm just saying this is why the number, the numerical value of a word does not have anything to do with the number of times it's repeated.
Again.
It's not a blanket application of numbers
again,
all
again,
over.
Again. I think we're making a mountain. I mean, again, Harvey asked a very simple, good question. Why is the number of times the Torah says something enough of a reason to make a drasha? This is also not one of the 13 midos of Torah in the drashas, perhaps.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's all his question. Why doesn't Ramasta learn out from there? Meaning, the Gemara never asks on Barpada, why don't you use gematria? The Gemara does ask on Rav Masna, why don't you use that? That's what leads me to believe, and again throughout the Gemara, that Barpada is learning it out of this, not a halacha l'maisha m'sinai, and then finding it a gematria. Because Rav Masna, why didn't you do that? Amalach, ahula drasha. So he answers you, some of them are needed. And once some of them are needed, you can't count it in the number. Meaning some of them are necessary to tell me halachas. So it's not to give you a number because I need it for something else. So since I need it for something else, that can't count towards the number. So I don't end up with 29. So obviously that's not the source. That's what he's saying. If every one of them were extra, then you could tell me the extra words are telling me how many days. But since they're not all extra, because some of them are to tell me a drasha, that means you can't use that to count towards the number. Again, indicating that this is a real drasha that Barpada was saying. And Rav Masna is saying, I can't agree to that drasha, because then I would end up with the zeros being 22 days, and that's not true.
29 doesn't even help me either.
Yes, it does. We'll see in a minute. That's why we're going to learn this Gemara. The Gemara is well aware that my pot has just cut it by a day. And he gives you examples. We had that drasha before. That pasuk is to tell me that if a guy swears not to drink wine, to drink wine, and then he makes himself a nazir, he can't drink it. We had that in Masechtas Nedarim. A guy says, Hareini Nazir. He has to keep two Naziris. Machloikas exactly when? See Nedarim 18 and 19. But that's the 19 and 20. But that's the sugya over there, right? So therefore, you can't use them all. Zakhtarash Ramatha Nehlum Nabi Nazir. The Mistabra Tvei, it makes more sense. The Kulu Ichtabu Leminyana. Mila Madrish Gematria Mila. The Darshana Gematria. Mila, he takes out the last word. Hanu Nazir Nizra Drasha Asa. Sasminayu, some of them. But Darshinahu, Ilkalav Leminyan Ichtabu. You can't say they're written for a number. Frank the Gemara Bar Pada, why aren't they written for a number? Amalach, Lekachad Minayin Dalav Ladrasha. You'll admit to me there's at least one extra one. And once one is extra, it's a tell me number. Now, it doesn't mean to tell me number one. Obviously, the Torah is revealing to me they're all telling me a number, even though some are telling me a drasha. So here they're coming from opposite ends. Rav Masna is saying, if you're going to use it for number, they all have to be available for number. And Rav Masna says, all I need is one be available. If the Torah is telling me one just to tell me a number, so that means count them all. Even though those are not extra, we still want you to count them for the number.
How?
With your fingers, one, two, three.
No.
If you need your toes, you'll use your toes also.
I'm sorry, I say clearly. Again, I was using it for something else.
Again, once the Torah wrote an extra one to say, we want you to count number, the Torah is revealing that even the drasha ones are also there for number. Zakhtarash. Midahani l'minyana kulu l'minyana. Dahanu lav l'drasha. Megali al Inach, they reveal, Baruch Mashiach, I have the test. Megali al Inach, they reveal about the others, the Kamai, the Hanach Leminyana, Inach Nami Leminyana. The Taiti Shamina Minayo, and we learn two things from those Sukkim. Because the Torah revealed to me, use it for number. Zakhti Gemara Vaita, Tanan.
I don't know what the question is. It's a different type of a drasha. You're using numbers.
I'm sorry, you walked in late.
No,
this was just discussed a minute and a half ago.
No, I'm saying, why? You can't learn two things from something.
We're trying not to.
So I'm saying, because you're using number, it's excluded from why it's not extra.
No, I didn't. I was listening to it, but you missed it.
Let me explain again. Let me explain it again. If the Torah wrote an extra Nizrai, and we don't need it for anything else but to tell me count numbers, so that means my body is saying the Torah revealed to me that Nizrai has a dual purpose. Count numbers besides your drushes that you're making. And Rav Masna says no. If the Torah needs it for something else, we can't use it for numbers. There's a machlokes how to look at it.
Zakhti
Gemara
Vaita, Tanan. We're talking about Nizra. Is it talking about Nazir particularly, or whatever
the word? I honestly did not look up the Torah to see how many times Nazir and Nizra. It's talking about separation. That's for sure. I can't answer that question because I'd be guessing. Tanan. Stam Nazirah Shleishim Yai. The Mishnah says Nazirah is 30 days. So Bishlai Miller of Masna Nicha, according to Rav Masna, it's Halakhul Maish Mithinai, that Nazir is 30 days. We have a Gematria to back it up, just as an Asmachta. So the Mishnah makes perfect sense. Ela Barbada Kasha. But according to Barbada, where is your 30 days? There's only 29. Our Mishnah says 30. Barbada doesn't argue with a Mishnah. I'm going to look Barbada. I did the Ikka Yayim Plus and the Megaleach Omebi Karbonizav. Since he brings his carbon on day 30. His Naziris ends at the end of 29. But he has to bring Karbonus Naziris. And he has to maintain, rabbinically, Naziris till he brings his Karbonus. So therefore, we say 30 days. It's really not 30 days. Really, Naziris is over at the end of Shkia Tesek Echavim at the end of 29 days. At that point, we're going to see differences in the fact that it ends then. At that point, he becomes no Nazir anymore, biblically. Rabbinically, since he has to bring his Kabbalah the next day, we tell him, maintain your Naziris till after your Kabbalah. Therefore, he is a Nazir for 30 days. That's what the Mishnah meant. Practically, 30 days. Halachically, biblically, 29 days. The Mishnah was talking practically. Let's read the Rosh, because there's going to be different Shatim in this Gemara, and we're going to stick to the Rosh. So, I don't know how Rabbeinu Artsko learns, but we're going to stick to the Rosh. Zuck the Rosh. Elo by Barakasha, the Lamed Chaser Aleph Sagi. 29 should be enough. The Megalei Chomevi Kabin Aysav. The Aser B'yayin B'tuma Atzi Yavi Kabin Aysav. He Aser in Yayin and Tuma till he brings his Kabbalah. Now here we have three words that we don't have in our Gemara, that the Rush had in his Gemara and Tysus had in his Gemara.
But Rebbe said something, said, as Rabbanan said to do this, right?
I'm not sure, again, I don't want to, let's see the Rush as he explains it. I'd rather him explain it better than me. It's mashma from the Rush that at the end of 29 days his Naziris is over, but he maintains his Isser to after the Karban. Now, I don't know if that's biblical or rabbinic. I said it's rabbinic because I think the Rosh is going to say that later, but I might be wrong. But what I want to hear is the next three words. The Rosh has a girsa, back to the Gemara. The Megaleach who may be Karbanaisav, he has to be Megaleach on the Karbanah, so that's biblical. He can't take a haircut before the Karbanah. He's Usher B'yayin the Betuma, the Rosh says. Where is Rosh said? Where am I? Usher B'yayin Betuma. Taglachas, he has to wait for his Kabbalah. The Rosh is saying even the other things are Usher till he brings his Kabbalah. But he's not an Usher. Now, what difference that makes, we'll see as we go along. It might be biblical. I might have made a mistake. I'm not sure. The rest will explain. I just don't remember it clearly. He goes back and forth on some things. We'll see. Third, again, he takes day, again. Let's read the Gemara. Third day 30, he brings his Karbanas. His Naziris ended at 29. The Karbanas are the next day. Now, he still has to maintain his Isurim till after the Karbanas. But he's no longer a Nazir. It's going to make a difference in Halacha. Even if it's biblical, it's going to make a difference in Halacha. It's a non-Nazir that has to maintain his Yisurim till after the Kabbalah.
I'm saying with Kuli Amad, nobody says that he has to wait for 31 to shake.
We haven't finished yet. That's why we're learning this Gemara.
Okay. What are the three extra words?
Sorry, I haven't gotten to there yet. The Rush has a gears to the Gemara. The Megaleach who may be carbonized, the Havilei Kapara. Throws in three extra words that we don't have in our Gemara. The Rush has it. And Tysus has it. And if you look at the side, Hagos Vitsiyunim I have here, he adds it. The reason he adds it is because Tysus and the Rosh add it. So the Rosh explains that. What is the Kapara? Kapara for what? Okay, now the Rosh is going to say something and everybody's going to jump on me. Dr. Rosh, the Nazir Tar Nami Boy Kapara. Every Nazir needs a kapara for the fact that he withheld himself from wine. So we had a Gemara a few days ago that a Nazir Tamei needs a kapara. The Kippur Olam Mashachotai LaNefesh, Elozer HaKapar said, it's a Koite, and the Gemara answered, that's Nazir Tamei. But Nazir Tahar, the Gemara did not consider that he needs a kapara. And here the Gemara says, according to this Girsa, that it is a kapara.
We're not going to jump on you. This is not so unusual. This is we have to confront this. He's separating his things there.
So the answer is, one is a chait, and one is a little bit of a chait. It's a different madrega. Not a real chait. Because the same pasuk that says, the same reason that he's tir atzim and ayayin is against him, the pasuk calls him kadeshia. He's a holy man. The answer is, there's an aspect of holiness, and there's an aspect of tsar, and it's a weight of which one is the main factor, reasoning why he does it, what it does for him. So yes, he needs a slight kapara. It's like somebody that does something that am I just making this up? 75% great and 25% negative. So all in all, it's a great thing to do if you're capable of doing it. But there is a negative. It's like kindness. The Gemara says, kindness, and then it says for people to fast. So make up your mind. Is fasting good or is fasting bad? So the Rishayim speak out. If you can handle it, it's a good thing. But it's not all good. There's a negative to it. The positive outweighs the negative. So same thing by Nazir. The positive by not Nazir Tameh, by regular Nazir, the positive outweighs the negative. But you still need a slight kapara, al shetzir atzim min
hayayin. Is it because yayin is kadosh? Is that why?
No.
Okay, so a person is exactly, the person is parish of ice cream. You call them a kote at all? The new ice cream now that costs $8 per pint.
Anybody, we just spent the whole year and a half learning Mesilas Yesharim. There's a Madrega of Precious, there's a Madrega of Kedusha. The Rebbeinu Shlom created everything to be used for his service. If somebody's not on the Madrega, he shouldn't use them rather than use them for not his service. So the Nazir is saying, I'm not on the Madrega to use it for his service, therefore I'm not going to use them. But that's not the ultimate. The ultimate is to be able to drink wine for the proper way and the proper thing. Right? So, in a certain way, he's keeping himself away from something he should be using to serve Hashem. Whereas if he uses it without using it to serve Hashem, so then he's going against the concept of Kedushim Tiyu, of Kedusha. So,
one can use ice cream to serve Hashem.
One can, under certain circumstances, correct. Right. One can use everything to serve Hashem if he does it the right way. Correct.
He didn't become a nuzzer because he wanted to keep away from wine. That just happens to be...
How do you know?
How do I know?
Why did he become a nuzzer?
A guy looks at a reflection in his mirror or in the river and he says, I'm too good looking.
He wanted to stay away from Hayom Hazah. That's the real reason. Wine is symbolizing Eilam Hazah. What's the symbol of indulgence?
Yeah,
wine means indulgence. People who drink wine a lot are indulgent. It ruins their thought process. They become inebriated. They become loose.
Overeating is also indulgence.
Again, I'm not going to sit here and argue this. Wine is the symbol of indulgence. Of all foods and items, in the Torah's way of looking at things, shtuya yayin symbolizes indulgence. There are other means of indulgence. I don't drink wine, and I can still be very indulgent. But wine is a symbol in the Torah of indulgence. When the Torah talks about indulgence, it inevitably uses wine.
Is that based on
Noach? No, but it's another example of it. Not based on anything, it's based on reality. Okay. You obviously don't drink. Okay. I walk into stores and I see people walking out on Arab Memorial Day, boxes of beer and schnapps and everything else they're walking out with. What are they doing? I don't see them walking out with cake. I see them walking out with stuff that inebriates them. Bunch of drunks, right? That's what it is. Somebody told me, I shouldn't be saying this, he was a professor of law in a college in Baltimore, University of Baltimore. He said, whenever they have a staff meeting, 3/4 of the staff is by the end of the staff meeting totally wiped out.
Oh, my God.
That's what they do. That's Eilam Hazah.
On the other hand, a person comes in, sees him
now,
so he says, oh, I want to
be like that. Again, I'm going to go through every case of why people become the serum. Tyra says wine is indulgence. A Nazir doesn't want to indulge. That's all. End of story.
Every Nazir does.
I don't know. I didn't take a poll. I don't know any Nazir. We were asking a question based on your decision of why people become. Why is a guy becoming a Nazir according to you?
Because sometimes he wants to not imitate, but to...
What is the reason?
Not just in a higher madriga.
Why is he in a higher madriga? What makes him in a higher madriga? His hair?
His parish. Is that the reason why?
Because he's parish of indulgence. What makes him in a higher madriga? You tell me. Did he grow long hair? I know a lot of people that grow long hair and they're not in a higher madriga.
So when a person looks at a Moser and he says, I want to be like him, it's because he doesn't want to indulge.
Why else?
I thought because he wants to be on his madriga, whatever.
What is madriga? Yeah, madriga is...
This is not a guy...
We're not going to sit here and argue for half an hour. I want to know what is... Why is a Nazir high in madriga? Answer me the question.
Is that such a thing?
The what?
The Nazir is on a higher madriga.
Yeah, the Pasuk says Kaddish, Kaddish, yes.
Therefore...
So tell me, why did the Torah call a person that's a Nazir in a high in madriga? Because he said the word Nazir?
He said because he wants to avoid...
Exactly.
Okay.
Dr. Gemara Weiter, Dr. Rosh, I'm sorry, I was still in the middle of Rosh. Mishum Hakitani Lamed, he said, Gam Belamed Yayim Lamed Asra Shegaleach Vyavikubinaisav. Bahashta, Lebarpada, Stam Naziris Chavtes Yayim, Megaleach Beluyam Lamed. So at this point, according to Barpada, Naziris is 29 and the haircuts are day 30. Dr. Rosh, Maskara Lekoyachi. The Gemara is going to change Pshat and Barpada. But this is the Pshat and Barpada now. The Zeris is 29. The Mishnah said 30 because on the day 30 he takes his haircut. Zakti Gemara Vaita. Tanan. Misha Amareni Nazir. This is a Mishnah. This Mishnah is on Daftezai and Amid Aleph. Misha Amareni Nazir. Megaleach Yoim Shleishim Ve'echad. He takes his haircut day 31. So Mishloim Elur of Masna, according to Rav Masna that says that Naziris is 30 days. So therefore, Nicha makes perfect sense. He's a Nazir for 30 days. He takes his haircut on day 31. El Marpada, who says it's 29, and day 30 is for haircuts. Kasha, why is he waiting to day 31? Right? Why is he waiting to day 31? His Naziris ended at 29, 30 is the haircut. So why did the Mishnah say to take a haircut on day 31? Avalok Barpada. So Barpada answers the good old Jewish way. You answer a question with a question. Eime Seifa. Read the next line of that Mishnah. Im Gilach Liyayim Shloishim Yatsa. If you take a haircut on day 30, you're Yatsa. Now, if according to Marv Masna, how can he take a haircut on day 30? He's still in Nazir. So Zakhar Barpada, you're asking me from the beginning of the Mishnah, and you're ignoring the end of the Mishnah. Then the beginning of the Mishnah says you have to wait to 31. But then the Mishnah says if you don't, it's okay. Now, you tell me, Rav Masna, why is it okay if you do day 30? Aren't you in Nazir for 30 days? So what are you asking me from the Reisha when I can ask you from the Sefer? And for the Gemara. Zakhar Gemara. Ella Sefer Messiah. The Sefer is a raya to Barpada. That day 30 you can do a haircut. That means that his ear is ended. Either Rashi says to wait day 31. Now, the Rashi is going to have two pshatim in this next line. Rashi nasika imer shleiman. The Rashi we treat like the guy would have said, complete 30 days. Now, the Rashi is going to have two pshatim in this, so I don't want to say too much. But he's saying, if a person would say, I'm a Nazir for 30 days. Then Barbara would agree that he's a Nazir for 30 days. The argument was it's already Nazir Stam 29 days. But if a guy said a Nazir for 30 days, he's a Nazir for 30 days, and he can't take a haircut until day 31. So we make Xerim by all Nazirim. Since some people say 30 days and just saying that is already Nazir, so by already Nazir, we tell him to take the haircut day 30. By already Nazir, we would tell them, wait till day 31. So they're going to get all confused. So we said, all Nazirim wait to day 31, lechatchila. But if he did it on day 30, can't say he didn't do it. The bottom line was, he said, Areini Nazir Stam. He didn't say Areini Nazir Lamajayim. He said, Areini Nazir Stam. So the Mele, he's Yaitza. So if you want to know how I translate the Mishnah, rabbinically, anybody that says Areini Nazir should wait to day 31. Why should he wait to day 31? Because if he would have said the word 30 days, he would have had to wait to day 31. And in people's minds, they get confused. It's Nazir 30 this way. Everybody should wait to 31. But if he did it on day 30, and all he said was, Arei Nazir, he's Yaitza. Because really, biblically, he could take it on day 30. Nazirus ended at the end of 29.
He says Arei Nazir for 29 days?
No, he says Arei Nazir.
If he does.
Yeah, then it, we'll worry about that. Let's first do this Gemara, then we'll talk about your case. Lean at it. And Ramasna, Kasha Sefer. But Ramasna, who says that is your Nazir for 30 days. So how can you take a haircut on day 30? Some Ramitzas are your Mkikulai. Masna holds that once you start at 30 days, you're ready, Mkikulai Sayyim. So really, we don't like you to rely on Mkikulai Sayyim. We want you to finish all 30 and do the haircut day 31. But if you went ahead and did a haircut on day 30, you did half day 30, you did part day 30, and therefore you were Yaitse your Naziris. So therefore, B'diyavid your Yaitse. Rapada doesn't hold Mkikulai Sayyim Kikulai. He doesn't believe that part of the day works. Because if part of the day works, even the guy says, I already does it on the job, he can take a haircut on day 30. But he's saying, we say, Lama Jain, you have to wait till day 31. But Pada doesn't hold Mikdash Yom Kippur. He says you have to hold 29 complete. No halves. But Ramasna holds it 30 days. But Mikdash Yom Kippur, but you have it. If you did part of the day, it's good enough. Now let's see how the Rush explains this tomorrow. Zog the Rush. Bishlai Mele Ramasna Dicha. Right. The Kivim Bistam Naziris Lama Jain. Doesn't take a haircut till it's all over. It ended after 29 days. Rabbi Pada could have answered you right away what he says at the end. That were it's like what he said 30 days explicitly. But Pada decided, instead of just giving his answer right away, I'll prove you wrong, and then I'll give my answer. Instead of just saying, I'll learn this way, I want to show you that I'm the only way to learn. Because how are you going to learn the Sefer? So instead, he could have given the answer right away. That it's Xavier Drabunan, in case the guy would say, Hareni Nazir Lama Jaim Shleiman. But instead of just giving his answer, which he ultimately gives, he first proves that there's no other way to learn, because the Sefer says on 30 days it's good. And you're of Masna, how are you going to learn that? So Barpada decides to react with a question and then say his answer, instead of just saying his answer. Zog the Gemara weiter. El Sefer, Al Karkach, Im Gilach Lama Jaim Lasa, the Misa de Raza Lama Jaim, if a Masna is right, he didn't finish his Naziris. Now the Rosh explains it, and he's going to have two pshatim. Let me explain what's bothering the Rosh here. What's the word shleimim? It's like he says, Hareini Nazir Lamed Jaim. If he would say, Arei Nazir Lama Jaim, he would have to keep 30. What's the word shleimim? So let's see what the Rosh has to say. Zog the Rosh. Kleimer. As if to say, Ava gav the sam nazir is chav tes jaim. Gozru chachamim. Bein shamar Arei Nazir stam. Bein shamar Arei Nazir chav tes jaim. Your case. Even if he says he's a nazir for 29 days. Shehei nazir lama jaim. Why? People associate Naziris with 30 days, not with 29. What does he say? Since the Meiti, people don't think in numbers of 29. They think in round numbers. Ask a guy how long you're a Nazir. Even according to Barpada, he's going to say 30, because 30 is a round number. How many makas do you get? Abom chasarachas. How many nazar am I? 30 minus 1. In people's mind, the round number is 30. Therefore, in people's mind, they think of Naziris as a 30-day thing. It's not. It's 29. But in people's mind, because they like to talk in round numbers, they say 30 instead of 29. The whole the Seichel means it equals.
With
Samach? Samach. Schum.
Seichem?
Seichem. So Lamed Yom Chasel. Hanoyin and Aziris, Mepharish Lamed Yom, Shumin Shalom. So the guy would say 30 days. The cop goes to Bekulam Lamed Yom, Begadach B'yam Lamed Yom. When people say they're becoming a Nazir, in their mind is 30 days. Some people say that. I'm a Nazir for 30 days. And those people that say they're a Nazir for 30 days have to do 30 complete days. They don't have the option of day 12, 29. Since in people's mind, Nazir and Nazir Lamed Yom is all the same. In their mind, it's not. Nazir is 29, Lamed Yom is 30. Ask people what Naziris is, they think in terms of 30. So some people express themselves and they say 30 days. Those people are stuck to day 31. So it's going to get very confusing. The guy that said 30 days has to wait till 31. The guy that said Nazir Stam, even though people think it's 30, he can do it on day 30. It's going to get all confusing. Therefore, they said everybody waits till day 31. Because since a lot of people will be saying 30, everybody waits till 31. That's what they said. But if he did do it on the day 30 and he just said Arani Nazir, it's Yaitza. Now, Zok Derash, what's the word Shleimim? Complete. What do you mean? I am complete 30 days. What if he didn't say the word complete? Zok Derash, behind the cover, by Mishleimim Lav Davka. We don't have to have the word Shleimim. Even if he said 30 days, he doesn't have to say 30 complete days. 30 days means 30 complete days. The Bapada left him to see him kukuloi. Bapada doesn't hold partial days. Elohaki kamar. Nasekai medavar shemash mishleimim. We're afraid he's going to say something that means complete. The Hainu Lamajud. This is the Rush. First step.
Question? Question on the Rush.
Yeah, doctor, not yet. What? We're not learning that. We're learning the Zeras, the Raisa, don't bring in. I don't know. First of all, my partner doesn't talk about Shiva. So whatever I'm going to do, I'm going to be making up. Does that mean we have to pass him like my partner? Okay. Can ask, maybe drop bottles are different than the Raisas? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The Gemara can speak that out. Yeah. Yes. He doesn't hold it at the end. Now, it could be by Drabonon, he holds it. Shiva's a Drabonon. I don't know. It's all speculative. He doesn't talk about it. So I can make it up as I go along. Doctor, wait till the next rush. Some high time and mixes are young to boy. The Kivan Shinog mixes and serious beyond Muhammad. Im Gilu beyond him. That's what my partner holds. The Chachamim don't want you to rely on Mitzvot Hayayim. Even Shumim Minyan Naziris. Day 30 is your Naziris count. We'd rather you not use Mitzvot Hayayim. Right? Shumim Minyan, V'hashta Lekha Midi Be'ikha Naziris, Bein Rav Masna and Rav Pada. So listen carefully. There's no difference. No Tavayu, Megaleach Be'yayim Lamed, Umidrabba, period. Both of them hold that you can take a haircut day 30. Because your mask knows makes the same kikulai. Biblically, do half the day, take a haircut. Do part of the day, take a haircut. Bring your kabbalas. My partner says Naziris is 29. So day 30, for sure you can do it. So biblically speaking, both allow you to take a haircut day 30 for different reasons. According to my partner, the Naziris is over. According to a masna, makes the same kikulai. But the Rabbanan came along and made a chumrah. Two different chumras. Rav Masna says the chumra was don't rely on mitzvah sayayim. And Bar Pada says the chumra is we're afraid the guy will say nazir 30 days. Zakhtar Ash, umidrabbanan in megaleach el adam yav. Ela bahapli. Dil Bar Pada, miyayim chavtas, shom yimei nazirusay. Vimnit miyayim lamed, kaidam havas, kabinaisav. And if it became tamay on day 30, ain't a saisa midaraisa. Doesn't have to redo midaraisa. Because biblically, he's not a Nazir anymore. Elam Drabonon. Drabonon said, "It may do it over again." But you're not a Nazir Tameh. The Einem may be carbon, and he doesn't bring a carbon Tumah. His Naziris was over. He's post Naziris. Well, Rav Masna, Yom Shloishim and Aminyan. The first half of day 30 is part of Naziris. El the Mitzvah Yom Kikulai. The Nit Mekayim Avos Kabinaitim Saisa B'Deraisa. This is the difference. The practical difference is the guy became tamei day 30 in the morning. According to Mapada, he's tamei, but he doesn't have to bring a carbon nazirus tumah because he's not a nazir anymore. He's only waiting to bring his karbanas. According to Mapada, according to Masna, he's still a nazir until he brings his karbanas. So he has to start all over again. Now, Zakta Rash. No. No questions yet. Zakta Rash. V'yesh mefarshim. Now, this is the second shot in Shleimim. Right? The Rush was bothered before. What is Shleimim doing here? The Yesh Mefarshim, Davka Kamer by Padanasa by Mishleimim. Haino. The Davka Heche the Kamer Reini Nazar Stam. Avul Amam Reini Nazar Chav Tashayim, Migaleach Bloid Mamed, Bika Benayat Tuva. Second shot says, the Ramesh's question of what happens by 29 days, there's no rabbinic Zerah. They only made this gzeirah when he says Hareini Nazir. And the reason it says the word Shleimim is because it's trying to say that Hareini Nazir gets confused with Hareini Nazir Lamed Jaim Shleimim, whereas Chavtes will not get confused. The first shot in the Rush learned Shleimim just meant 30 days, not that the guy said complete 30 days. Right? 30 days. So therefore they made the gzeirah even if he says 29 Beferish. The second shot says if he says 29 Beferish, he's not going to confuse it with day 30 and a regular Nazir. But a regular Nazir will get confused with the one that says 30 days. So therefore, the second shot of the Rush learns that Shleimim is to tell me that the Gzeira is only by a regular Nazir, not by a guy who says 29. It is a Gzeira. But if he says Nazir Chavtes, there's no Gzeira. And the first chapter I said, if he said Nazir Chavtes, there is a Gzeira.
And our father going to
see
the solution you have
to say, he doesn't have to say Shleimim. But the word Shleimim is to teach me that the Gzeira is only because of a guy that says, when he says Nazir Stam, not when he says Chavtes. Shleimim teaches me that, I'm not sure how. Yes, Ramesham. Okay, good. Doctor.
Question in terms really of the first pshat, although I think, well, I've been waiting, I think I've come up with an answer, but what has not been explained is why someone would be confused. People are not confused as to whether or not the length of a month is 29 or 30 days, although it can be both. So one of the things which has not been mentioned is that there is this relationship between Nedarim and Nazirus, and Stam Neder is 30 days.
No such thing. No such thing.
As a Stam Neder?
No. Stam Neder is forever.
If someone just says, I will abstain from wine, that means forever? Then why do I remember that there's an aspect
forever
of Nedar? No, I'm not saying Nedar. I'm saying Neder.
No Neder has a limit. There's no Stam Neder. That walker doesn't exist.
There is no Stam Neder at all on anything.
No. Nope. Stam Neder is forever. Diamonds are forever and the Dharma forever.
Okay. So what about Neder is 30 days unless otherwise specified?
If he specifies it, then Neder for 30 days. He can specify Neder for one day.
Right.
It's only Nazirus that there's a halacha called Stam Nazirus Lamajayim, which is what our Mishnah said.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Nazir Tomei and regular Nazir Tomei. Have they been the same Kabbalahs?
No. Well, at the end, yes, but not...
Yeah, yes. So if a person becomes Tomei on day 26...
He starts again from day one. First of all, he has to have 7 days of Tumah. And then he brings Kabbalahs of Tumah, of Nazir Tomei. Three Kabbalahs.
Yeah.
And then he starts again from day one.
As a Nazir.
He was a Nazir the whole time.
Day one,
he's talking about the... He starts the zero over again. The first 26 days... Again, the reasons we'll leave for the Torah. The Torah says a guy becomes a Tamei Meis. Yamim Rishayim Niplu. We'll talk about this at length He starts all over again from day one. And at the end, he brings his regular kabbalah.
What's this shot that is 29 and he brings it on 30, but he's going down to Nazir? What are we doing that for? Because of the drusha?
When is this Nazirah to end? Again, I'm asking you a question. I like to do it the Jewish way. When does Nazirah end? According to my father.
What I want to say?
I don't care what you want to say.
Days.
What did my father say? At the end of 29 days. When does he bring a garb? At night? When is he supposed to bring his garb? He can't bring it on day 29. He's still another.
Bring it at night. Bring it to his night. Regular person, but brings it.
It's a chiv to bring kabbalah.
He's a regular person that has to bring it.
Right.
Why should his name change?
He's not another anymore.
But he has hilchos zeros.
Only, biblically, taglachas. We don't want him to be metameh. Pray, maybe biblically also. I'm not sure. According to my body, I'm not sure. The Gemara didn't get to it. I don't remember. But I should have said it's the right. It could be the right. Right.
Do we ever
call it taglachas
and everything else? The regular does.
Taglachas, he has to wait for kabbalah. That's clear. And he has to wait for Yain too, and he has to wait for Tumah too. But if he became Tumah, he's not a Nazir Tumah. He's not a Nazir anymore. He has the halachas that he has to maintain. But he's not a Nazir. His Nazir is ended.
Why doesn't he drink wine in the middle of the Nazir? He also starts 30 days.
No, you know, this all has to be discussed. We have 65 blot left of Nazir. We are now on blot 4. That means there's still 61 blot left to discuss all aspects of the Nazir. The answer is no.
Only from Tumah.
Only from Tumah. And all this is derived from Sukkah. And we have 61 more.
Start again?
What? No. And if he takes a haircut, he doesn't start again. Depending. That depends on the amount of his years. Again, all to be discussed. It's all coming up. 61 blot more left to discuss all these aspects. Fine. We'll stop over here. I think I'm going to have to erase the question or two. For sure, one question. What's number 9?
What a practical
Okay, that we did. Leave the number 10 is not a question. For sure, that's in the next one. Fine. Everybody have a wonderful day.
Is anyone missing the Yesh Mufarshim in the rush?
He says they put it on Bava Medalev.
On Bava Medalev?
I have it on Hammond based. Again, I can only do my Gemara.
4 lines down in Bava Medalev.
That's what I was asking. I was 4 lines down. Okay, thank you.